Last 2 years ago, I did the Ryder Cup, meaning that I sat at home in Cork while the Ryder Cup was on in Wales, and I watched it, and I did a commentary, continuous commentary, on Audio Boo about the Ryder Cup. Now I feel like sitting in Cork in my house this year, 2 years later. The Ryder Cup is on again at the same time as SubCon, but I'm actually more interested in doing a commentary about SubCon than a commentary about the Ryder Cup. I don't know what that says about me, because I love golf. So here, back to number three. I never intended to do this, but I'm back with number three. What's going on at SubCon that's of value to me? And I'm sharing that, I don't know, to help others maybe. Maybe somebody will find it useful. It's never good to be bloody meat in a sharp tank. In a shark tank. Wow, there's a good quote to be discussed at the table. It's never good to be bloody meat in a shark tank. Okay, now what more can I find? That is actually being picked up and retweeted. Now here's an interesting one. Jeffrey Bunch says, it's so cool to finally meet some members of #USGuys, a group I've been following virtually since #SXSW Southwest 2011 at SubCon. Actually, that's the thing. People finally get to meet people they have been rating and following and connecting with. They finally get to meet them in the room in SubCon. You see, this is not a conference. Anyone who thinks SubCon is a conference needs their head examined, or actually they need further introductions. Oh, brilliant. I have got Fireman Rich, who is a great, great man, contact on Audio Boo of mine. He's saying, from afar. So he's chipping in. He's doing something from afar. I haven't got time to read it, but I'm just going to favorite it. Because when somebody I know from Audio Boo connects with a community I know from other means, something is happening. So Fireman Rich is getting in on the connecting, and he won't hold back. So he's basically, you know, sharing, and he's sharing Rosemary O'Neill, he's sharing, oh, Chris Erickson, Heathman, he's getting in there, you know, good man, Fireman Rich. So here we are, moving on. If your customers, oh, this is a great one, if your customers are interconnected, your marketing costs will go down. Actually, that is a powerful point I'm going to use in my new business. If your customers are interconnected, your marketing costs will go down. Well, of course, everybody wants to reduce their marketing costs, right? Okay, here we have somebody retweeting Nick Kellett, who's 70 miles away. He must be getting closer. I think when Nick Kellett arrives in the room, there'll be a little fuss. Okay, people thanking people. Now we have Barry Maltz is about to begin talking about helping your small business being found and chosen. You see, here we have Barry Maltz. He was tweeting earlier in the room, and now he's getting up to speak. So instead of being a silent, you know, I'll make my entrance later, you know, conference speaker, he's been actively up on the virtual conference, tweeting a bit. And while he's been getting ready to come on stage, if you like, really into the room conversation. Okay, interesting. Here we go. What else is going on here? Here's Chrissy Young saying something weird. The tweet is literally, Portland has a slogan, keep it weird. I'm moving here. I really like this city. Now, I don't think he's speaking metaphorically. He might actually be going to go and live there. I don't even know where Chrissy Young comes from. I think he comes from Toronto or somewhere like that. That's the impression I built up. Becky McRae. Oh, wonderful. I find Becky McRae in the tweet stream from SubCon. I don't think she's there. No, she isn't. She's telling a woman in Los Angeles, DVNMSM, she's saying, cheer extra loud for Barry Maltz on my behalf. I think she might be a co-author with Barry Motes, or it's certainly a business partner. Becky McRae is great. She lives in a tiny place in Oklahoma, somewhere, I'll get it wrong if I say it's in the panhandle, but it's a really tiny place. I was really shocked at how small the number of people live in her local community. And yet, out of that tiny, tiny place, she has been producing great, great value, great, great stuff that would help any place connect with people who might otherwise pass it by. Oh, Barry Motes starts off, if you build it, they will come, doesn't apply to business. Yeah, that's very true. Anyway, he's obviously people in there. A lot of the people at SOPCon will be small business. They'll be small business. They'll be very interested in what he... Oh, now listen here. This is a report back from Jane Boyd. Oh, my goodness. That last mastermind session was pretty damn brilliant. There we are. Well, I mean, if it was me, I'd be feeling like I can go home now. I've got enough value. I don't need to stay for another 2.5 days, you know. Okay, here's one, a good phrase, which, you know, those of us interested in branding, seriously interested in branding, will know well. Use brand to beat competitors. My business partner will love this. Use brand to beat competitors. You have to be able to stand out from the crowd. What pain do you solve? That question, what pain do you solve, has really been around for a while. It's even used by people in Enterprise Ireland in helping Irish businesses, I believe. Some consultant from Enterprise Ireland told my good friend Owen O'Leary from Akari Software that that's a great question, and he passed it on to me. And here it's popping up in SOPCon. Okay, now this is the kind of phrase that could actually be tweeted a lot. Okay, stuff about branding, standing out from the crowd, making yourself remarkable, making yourself... Yeah, this is a good little formula. Why is your company important? Quote, my company helps somebody who can pay for the pain you solve. Interesting. Anyway, there we are. I'm not sure. Lots of things about... Yeah, there's some. I wonder who's doing the tweets from SOPCon. I wonder who's doing the tweets. Okay, if you don't set your brand expectations, then your customer or prospects will. Somebody else will set the expectations. Yeah, that's the point, is customers already have expectations, you know. They already have wishes and desires. They already have their own imagination. The thing about branding is that you enter into an imaginative conversation with others. That then changes everything. Okay, interesting. If you don't set your brand expectations, yeah, that's going to be a big theme. And people will be talking at little tables about, how can I set my own brand expectations, you know? And they'll be getting help from other people at a small table, not in the public arena at all, and the stuff won't appear in the Twitter timeline. But that's their people, because after they have all these big general sessions at SOPCon, 100 and, I don't know how many people are there, 140, let's say, they break out into small groups and you work with a small group. I think you stay with the same group all the time. Okay, let me just see what else is coming through. Okay, here we are. Addressed to Entrepreneurs and Small Business by Carmen Hill. If you're not creating content that positions you as expert in your field, you're missing the boat. Quite interesting. How would a cobbler in Cork on Oliver Plunkett Street or one of the centre city streets in Cork, who is mainly dealing with passing trade, how could they possibly create content that positions you as an expert in your field? Well, that's what Roger Overall and I addressed recently in an audio podcast, and it is actually possible and a great prospect. Yeah, your physical presence can be whatever prospects, can be wherever prospects shop. Interesting one. Amber Cleveland is saying something that I find ambiguous and very powerful. Your physical presence can be wherever prospects shop. Okay, whatever that means. That's a Barry Maltz quote, actually. Now, here is MJ underscore Lawrence saying, great to be sharing a table with you, to somebody who's sharing a table with him. See, I like that. You see, these people are going to really bond with each other at their little tables. Okay, I'm reading now. Moving on. And then Jane Boyd says, I can't wait for Nick Kellett to get to SobCon. His name has come up more than a few times today. Well, I can tell you, at any place, at any conference, at any event, Nick Kellett's name deserves to come up because of List Lee. You know, if anyone's interested in having games and fun, well, Nick Kellett's name should turn up too, actually. But if you're not into games and that sort of stuff, now, oh dear, every ad should be testable and trackable. Well, to be truthful, I'm not much interested in advertising. It's terrible. I need people around me who are, but I'm not interested in advertising. I'm interested in the skills which have been used in the past to create advertising. I absolutely love what I would call advertising skills. Anyway, that's another theme. There we are. So what else is going on at SobCon now? In this thing. Yeah, it's now Justin Levy time. Right, here's another hashtag we're going to hear more about. What will Justin Levy say? Okay, so Justin Levy is going to come up now, and we're chatting remotely with one of the three founders of at Podio. So I don't understand what this is. Yes, the co-founder of Podio, Jasper Hultin, is going to speak at SobCon via GoToMeeting. Well, I'm bloody jealous, I can tell you that. I really wish I got to speak at SobCon via GoToMeeting. I thought the only people who were allowed to speak at SobCon were people who were in the room. No, I think it's right. That wouldn't stop me going to Chicago, but the idea of speaking into a conference via the tools we have today creates the possibility of global conferences, right? Where the speakers are not necessarily in the room, but they're actually in the room, because the room is always in your head, or in your imagination, to be exact. Even in a face-to-face conversation, the real work takes place in the imagination. Now, there's a little quote. I hope I remember that. Okay, right. What's going on? We wanted to empower the people to build their own tools and not be reliant on their IT department. I think Listros is who, you know, never underestimate the depth of thinking underpinning decisions like who gets invited to speak at SobCon. Because if somebody built a whole remote business, if you like, virtual business tools, so that people weren't dependent on what they had just locally, what better way than to create the flavor of that company than to sort of beam them in, Scotty? Okay, whatever Podio is, it's going to be memorable. I've kind of got it. Amber Cleveland saying she's watching the live stream. Or maybe she's telling people to watch the live stream. I can't even remember if she's in the room or not. Okay, here's something Justin Levy tweeted. It's hard to make a tool for everyone unless you give the power back to them. Oh, that reminds me of Pixengo and the conversation with Ralph Talmond, giving the power to the people, giving the power back to the people to run with the tools and not, you know. Okay, here it is. Here's a quote from SobCon. Our vision was to find someone better than ourselves. Better than ourselves. That comes actually from the founder of Podio, I think. Wow, find people better than yourselves. Wouldn't be hard for me to find people better than myself. There are an awful lot of them out there. That's why I've been on Twitter. I went on Twitter first because I wanted to find people better than myself. People who understood more than me, understood wider than me. People who were much more connected than me. Fantastic. Here is what the founder of Podio said. We've always been about having an approachable attitude for the people we build software for. Okay, I wonder what Akari Software's views on that are. What would Akari Software say about Podio? Because Akari Software is producing software for other people to use to run educational institutions. Okay, here we are. Here's a question, audience question. Who are Podio competitors? Who are the competitors? Oh my goodness, here's reference to Denmark. Is this guy from Denmark, Podio from Denmark? If he is, I must put him in touch with Greg McQueen. Oh, Nick Kellett announces his arrival at SubCon with a simple tweet to two people, Jane Boyd and Davin MSM, the lady from Los Angeles. I actually better check her first name because I know where I've tweeted with her and it feels completely silly to be stumbling over her name. Anyway, he's here. So 9 hours ago, Nick Kellett arrived. Okay. Oh, dear. Right. Ah, now, apparently, the founder of Podio tells a startup story via GoToMeeting. Hold on. Yes, Grace?
Our visitor's still here.
Pardon? Oh, yes, they're all upstairs asleep, resting. The visitors aren't up yet. Okay. What exactly is Justin Levy time? Right, so. Oh dear, an audience question. Were you seeking to be acquired or did that just come about? Well, you see, there's a question for somebody building a business. Did you build a business in order to be bought? Or did you build a business for another reason? Actually, there are two key things you can do in business in relation to it, thinking long term. One is you can build a business hoping to be bought. And the other is you can build a business hoping to give it away. Now, there's the two options, you know, if you're really ambitious. You either build it to sell it or build it to give it away. Now, you think I'm mad when I talk about giving it away, but I'm not. I'll tell you what I think. I think that a load of people, including my father or my father's father, built a business to give it to his son, who gave it to his son. So that's what family businesses are about. Now, I don't know how that translates into PLCs, to be truthful. It's easier to just remember. You build it to sell it or you build it to give it away. Now, here's somebody who said, we wanted to build a tool that had a platform feel of a big system, but with the flexibility of a spreadsheet. That's Podio. I saw something on which you can build a website that was just like that yesterday. Our new website will be on something that has the flexibility of a spreadsheet. Okay, the big themes so far. Okay, oh dear, the big themes. Okay, somebody says the power to manage work is back where it originated, with the people doing the job. That's interesting, actually. What's your experience 4 months into being acquired? People are interested in, yeah, what's it like to be acquired? Well, that would be great to find that out, right? Okay, I'm waiting for my, oh, yeah. Somebody is back referring to 50 Shades of Grey moment in the elevator tonight. Wow, there's some interesting stuff going on here about 50 Shades of Grey. Now, somebody said something about being an illegal alien and all that. They have, things SubCon people do, this is another feature of the community I've noticed, they do a good deal of joking. And they allow the humor side of themselves to flourish. And they value it for the purpose of business. Now it's 3:04 p.m. at SubCon. Jane Boyd says, my mind is full of inspiration, ideas and opportunity and much more. I can tell if it was me, I'd be feeling like going home. I really can't take all this. I can't take too much. You know, I often find that I can make a little bit go a long way. Okay, the power to manage work is back where it originated, with the people doing the job. That has resonated with people. I think people have said to themselves they could use that phrase, our business gives power back to your people so that they can do their job. I actually think, to be honest, that people who do branding for business and do it really well could be described as people who give power back to the people in the company so that they can do their job much, much more easily than having to make it up every